Hello everyone, and here we are with another podcast for International Festival and Event Environments, Topic 9, where we have been focusing on festivals. Thank you very much to everyone who came to this week's classes. I was hoping that discussion would be more lively than it was, and one of the reasons that I've left this podcast until after the classes is because I thought that might give me a chance to reflect back on how we got on and all the various ideas that came through. Ultimately, there weren't really all that many, let's be honest, and so although the literature is out there, although there are these kind of different interpretations of what festivals can do, I think we still have a job to do to really kind of get to grips with how we perceive them. I can tell you what I think the literature says. It's the same kind of stuff I covered in the lecture. The literature says that festivals can be a reflection of society, that they can also challenge society, that they can also be opportunities to act in different ways. They're a space in which we can be different, feel different, etc. And I don't think this is just kind of esoteric or academic social science discussion about what it is to be within a particular festival space. Let's not forget that this is what people go looking for. This is why festivals, according to the literature, have existed virtually as long as human civilizations have existed. So if that's what people are looking for, and we are event producers and festival creators and all that, then we have a job to do to try and give people these opportunities. Because it's the kind of thing, I would suggest, that if we don't provide it in terms of the way festivals are produced and so on, either people won't come or people will find their own ways to get their kicks, as it were. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's fine. Let's not, you know, we don't have to think too far back to be thinking about the relationship between different types of place. Remember, places of representation, also representational place. So in terms of the ways in which we can interpret festivals, the ways in which we can use the literature to help us do this, there is a lot going on. And we would be doing ourselves a disservice and our trade a disservice, as it were, if we overlooked this. I don't think it takes much. You know, we were discussing ways in which perhaps different models of festivals, such as carnivals, have really taken off in some areas. Taken off is the wrong word. They have been there. They have perhaps always been there within certain civilizations. And yet, in other nations, in other countries, they seem to have kind of gone out of fashion. And what is that? What is so scary about carnivals that people decide that, you know, they don't want them? Who are these people? Is it society? Is it politics? Is it particular sections of powerful people within society and so on? Is it something about the 19th century in Britain that kind of stamped out an older form of entertainment, an older form of social gathering? And so now, as we were discussing in the seminars, although we have something as high profile and as important as the Notting Hill Carnival, it's not really necessarily seen as being something homegrown anymore. It was brought in with the diaspora from the Caribbean. So, hey, those are the sorts of things that we looked at in the lecture and also that we tried to look at in the different seminars. This kind of stuff isn't going to go away. This kind of discussion around what a particular type of festival can, type of event can offer us is important. We live, or we operate here in the city of Edinburgh, where the kind of model has been taken up with real enthusiasm. What is a festival, etc.? We've gone for it. We have festivals for all different sorts of things. And I guess that's because they meet different outcomes, because they meet different ends and so on. But the sort of things that we were looking at, the sort of interpretations we were discussing, these aren't just instrumental, policy-driven, oh, look, here's a festival, it can help us achieve X, Y, and Z political objectives. There's a real sense in which festivals still have real value to people outside of all of that. because they can improve people's psychological well-being. They can be transformative. They can help punctuate the calendar, which means people kind of build their lives into a cycle around celebrations, around festival, and so on. And of course, then we get the chapter from Hertling, where he is really passionate about what it is that you're trying to achieve with a festival. What are you doing with your festival in terms of trying to give something to the artists, to the audiences, to actually contribute something meaningful to the lives of people living in your space, in your city, in your region, whatever it happens to be, where you can actually enrich people's lives? And, you know, going on through some of the other different sources that I looked at, festivals are changing cities and cultures, and they are providing platforms on which different views and ideas can be championed, and so on. So let's be honest, those are the sorts of high ambitions that I had for our discussions in the seminars, and it didn't really kick off. But that doesn't mean that the literature isn't still there for you to have a look at. Two main sources might help you into this. One is the Focus on Festivals text, and that is available as an ebook through Moodle, as far as I recall. And also, I'm going to stick a journal article up onto Moodle as well from Quinn, where she looks at different types of festivals and she gives a bit of a kind of historical perspective. It's called Festivals in the City. And so, yes, between the two of them, lots of different perspectives on this whole thing of festivals. We have the opportunity through our module to look at these ideas, these concepts from a whole range of different perspectives. We know that this module is kind of half about strategy and half about social science. But these two things overlap. These two perspectives are very important together. And I hope that through looking at the concept of festivals, looking at the ways in which the Focus on Festivals text recognizes that on the one hand, we're talking about something that is very meaningful to humans, but also something which is very important from a management perspective as well to get it right, as it were. But we can find a kind of consistent theme or line of argument through this module, something which allows us to pull together multiple different ideas to build up our understanding of exactly what it is that we've been talking about for these past 2, 3, 4 years, however long you've been studying this topic. So I look forward to the next one. The next topic, we have a guest speaker, and then following that up in the seminars, I'll be launching into the same sort of themes with some ideas of my own. All the best for now. All the best with the remaining 48 hours of your coursework submissions. And I will speak to you soon. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now. Bye-bye.